SportsCast Sports Talk 101 on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. SportsCast Sports Talk 101.
Discuss, debate, entertain, and loud.
SportsCast Sports Talk 101.
Hello, welcome. Hello. Sports Talk 101 presented by the SportsCast. I am Santiago Leon. I'm in for Aaron, the vet. He is on assignment in Virginia. And we got Ray in the house. And before we say hi to Ray, hold on. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio, and visit us on the sportscast.net or download our app. Ray, what's going on? It's been almost a couple of weeks. How you been?
Man, it's so good to be back on SportsCast. But vacation, son's birthday, anniversary with the wife. And then if you can hear the tone of my voice, I've also got COVID.
So impossible. You're indestructible. Yes.
Hey, nothing's in that. Not this time. But, you know, I'm just getting by, getting through, man. But it's good to be back on SportsCast and also Sports Talk 101.
Now, you were on Legoland. Was that the Orlando version or did you go to the New York one?
I live on the West Coast, so I went to Carlsbad, California. So there's a Lego, there's a beautiful, beautiful Legoland out here in Carlsbad, which is just beautiful beaches. So and that was our fourth time going. We've been going since my son was little, and I mean, he turned 14 and he still loves going to Legoland.
And you are probably tired of going to Disneyland by now.
Disneyland is expensive, and I don't know. Have you ever waited in a Disneyland line?
It is a couple hours.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah.
Well, there you have it, West Coast. Now we know where they go for vacation to Carlsbad, California. Join us, Jordan Vargas from Chicago. Welcome.
Hey, Jordan.
Thank you for having me.
Jordan Vargas, he is a sportscast contributor, a basketball fiend, knows what's going on with the NBA and things like that. Jordan, tell us, how is the NBA offseason treating you? Do you have a hunch where Kevin Durant will be going?
My hunch that I think he's going to go. I think he's going to stay in Brooklyn. I don't think Kevin Durant's going to want. Brooklyn as GM, I would do. Brooklyn.
He's staying in Brooklyn. He's not going to Golden State, right, Ray?
You know what? Let me tell you something. We would take him back with open arms because we do, you know, we remember what he did for us, and we've proven that we can win a game with him, and we can win a game without him. So, but yeah, we welcome with open arms, man. We love him, man. He was a champion.
Interesting. Most Warriors fans that I talk to don't want him back, especially Draymond.
You know what? You put all the petty stuff aside. It's about getting banners and rings and championships. You know, that's what it comes down to. So, and he did that for us.
Which I want to say congratulations on winning that fifth championship.
You know it.
Fifth championship. I thought the Celtics, you were scared of the Celtics. I was too, but the Warriors.
I was very scared because the Celtics were really, really good. That was one team from the East I was scared, but we pulled it off. And can we say congratulations to Klay Thompson? I mean, can you imagine watching your team for 2 years sitting on the bench and dealing with injuries and to come back and win a championship? So I'm extremely happy, man. That stuff you don't even see in the movies, you know.
The Splash Brothers are back in action.
Yeah. That's yeah. My son was just at his camp. Not Klay Thompson's, but Curry's camp, and he gave all the kids shoes. He gives them a backpack. He does so good with the community out here in Oakland, and also working with Snoop Dogg out there in Southern California as well.
Nice. Now, did you like where the Warriors were? I mean, do you prefer them playing in San Francisco or in Oakland?
Man, I grew up watching them play in Oakland, but that Chase, the Chase place, that Coliseum is just beautiful, man. And then you're right by San Francisco Pier. It's beautiful. It's nice. So I'm torn. I'll just say that I'm torn.
Hey, I'm a Oracle Arena fan. Always have been. So
I've had lots of memories there, you know, but it's tough, man. It's I'm torn.
After the game, you catch the subway. Bump into Marshawn Lynch, maybe.
Man, you know what? I'm not even going to pour Marshawn Lynch. Man, keep him out of Vegas, please. Keep him out of Vegas. Poor guy.
Yeah, he got arrested, didn't he, for DUI, I believe.
Well, see, here's the thing. He wasn't driving. He was sleeping. They just said, hey, what's going on? You're missing. There was no tire on the, it was just the rim. And then the other tires were flat. And he's just sitting there, one eye open, one eye closed. And, you know, a DUI is when you're driving now.
Yeah, you want to say
he's drunk in public. You know, he was drunk in public. Yeah. You know, but he was sleeping. They woke him up sleeping with a parked car.
Interesting, so, which is interesting because everyone was warning, hey, you should not put an NFL team in Las Vegas because stuff like this can happen. But
I was one of those people, man. I said, I got diehard Raider fans out here, and I was like, dude, let me tell you what's going on. And you know what? It did happen because there was a guy that got in trouble. A matter of fact, he's in jail right now, you know?
Yeah.
So.
and there hasn't been any type of like Calvin Ridley incidents, like gambling against your own team or gambling with other teams. That I haven't heard that yet.
That we know.
That might happen.
Oh, betting. That's what you do in Vegas. Betting's everywhere. And it's Sin City. Temptation is everywhere.
It's bad. Anyways. Yeah. Jordan Vargas, you got something to tell us. A special event. What is happening on September 15th?
On September 15th, where business owner and author Ronnie Pryor is going to be joining me at the Cognitive Conference, where Cognitive Page first series. So I'm very excited.
As Jordan said, he is hosting an event in Chicago, which I believe Ray has been in Chicago, and having a campus conversations at his college. And he'll be at the College of DuPage on Thursday, September 15th with Rodney Pryor. He is a current G League. How do you know Rodney? How did you bump into him? I mean, was it at the gas station or at a pickup game? Like, how did it happen?
Last reached out to him and interviewed him. There was sort of a connection. You know, ever since that connection, you know, just friendship and a mentorship. But you know, me and Rodney had a connection, and I didn't, you know, we were able to start a friendship.
And Rodney Pryor, is he currently playing or is he not playing no more?
Rodney's currently playing, yes. He just sees the Team USA for the Europe tour, and then he just came back. He's planning on playing, you know, upcoming NBA or NBA. He's continuing to play.
And tell me about what makes him different from the other NBA players, 507 players that have signed a NBA contract. What makes his journey different?
you know, it's different because as you start, like, you go back in high school, he was on the plane. He transferred to Notre Dame College. He had an opportunity to play Kansas. And ever since then, down, you know, went to one JUCO and you know, caught a offer to see Fish as grad here at Georgetown. What he's been through to get where he is.
Wow, that's interesting, you know, path, you know, Ray, like, you know, getting to the NBA is difficult. There's only 16 roster spots in each team. And exactly. I believe there's about, 32 teams in the NBA?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So getting into, even getting into the G League is very prominent, I would say. So for this event on September 15th, Jordan, what will you guys be discussing?
You know, along with, he's more display, you know, his books he's written, discussing his journey to college, to the NBA, and signing a contract story. But we're also going to discuss what it's like being a professional athlete. You know, I think there's a huge misconception of people who they don't really know what it takes. They don't know the journey. We're also going to discuss mental health and a lot of transparency. Story along with his motto and what he has going on.
Yeah, a whole different journey for each player. But this one, Ronnie Pryor, is going to be a very incredible event, September 15th at College of DuPage at the Mackinich Arts Center. What is the importance of the event, Jordan?
Right.
The importance of the event, all proceeds from the scholarship fund. Seeing that's being made from this event's going to go towards most important, it's going to go back to the students, opportunities for kids to continue their education.
And what steps did you take to make this happen? I mean, getting Rodney Pryor isn't easy.
Yeah, I mean, getting I got him paid for free, and so negotiating not only with the, so much with Ronnie, but more the school, just that being 19, that didn't know what it takes to, you know, the higher ups of a college, and just everything in between. You know, it's a lot of, and I just had to learn through that.
Well, there you have it. September 15th, Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Mackinich Arts Center at College of DuPage. If you're in the Northern Illinois area or the Chicagoland area, check it out. How can people find more information about it, Jordan?
Instagram, or you can go to MackinichArtsCenter.com. You can view all the information, get your tickets there. Story. So that hopefully, you know, ensure that whoever, you know, whether you identify being an author, whether you identify that reason inspire you, so you'll feel like.
There you have it. Ray, do you have any questions for Jordan?
Well, first of all, Jordan, I just wanted to say huge kudos to you, because I think the greatest thing for a G League player or even an NBA player, pro or whoever, to do mentorship to younger kids. I think that's great, because I've been in the Bay Area. I used to work in a jewelry store, and I used to see a lot of young basketball players. Even Chris Webb. I remember Chris Webber coming into my store, and I remember a lot of younger guys. And I remember these, even Sprewell. And I remember these guys didn't. If you knew these guys, man, I mean, some guys were great and some guys, you know, were not so great, man. They got in trouble. They got in issues with financing. They got groupies, tons of women following them all through the mall. You know, guys, you know, trying to start issues and fights because they were players. I just think it's great that you are setting this up with Rodney to have them talk to the younger kids, because that's a lot of kids. All they think about is the money and the fame. But there's a lot of stuff that comes with that, investing your money and being a business person and representing a team, because when a team invests in you, you know, you represent that team. So that's good that you're doing that. And so I just wanted to, no questions, but I just wanted to say I respect, mad respect for you for even setting that up. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Jordan, only what, 20 years old?
Yeah. That is amazing. I tip my hat off to you.
So, Jordan, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about this event?
Jordan.
All right, Jordan, you can reach him on Twitter, Jordan Vargas 02, no spaces, Jordan Vargas, JordanVargas02. Visit him on Twitter, and we'll definitely have you back on with better audio quality so we could get you a little bit more clear. But
yeah, we're under the mercy of technology. It happens.
Hey, you know, that's what happens when we get T-Mobile. So,
exactly.
Jordan, thanks for coming on. Yeah, I think he's
good. Wish you the best of luck.
Pure 4G or 3G. So, last Friday, the Niners had a rematch against the Packers, which they had it was not an NFC Championship game, it was a playoff game. And the Niners beat them again, 20-21.
Yes.
Ray, your thoughts over that matchup?
I was thrilled because, you know, I mean, they were going up against back-to-back Aaron Rodgers, you know, the baddest man on the planet, you know. And it was scary. I mean, Devontae and all these guys, and we won.
It's a preseason. I mean, how much weight do you carry this? Is this something you see? Or, hey, you're pretty much checking out some players that you may cut or not, or maybe bring up some talent up in the rankings. Like, how do you see pregame?
You know, honestly, I mean, when we did the playoffs, it was exciting. But it's only preseason. Aaron Rodgers didn't play. You're pretty much guys are playing for roster spots and stuff like that. So, but you also, I love when some of the star players get to play. So to see Trey go out there and just boom, light it up. I was very happy to see some of the guys that are going to be running, doing some of the running, and the defense. You know, defense was because they did score too. You know, they had Love and on their team, and they did pretty well. Lord Love, but he was 176. He
did get two
TDs, but three interceptions. 66-point rating. And then they had another guy that came out 123 yards, got a touchdown. He had a 156.3 rating.
Danny Etling.
Yes, Danny. But let me tell you, we had Nate with 132-point rating, Trey with 158.3, and then Brock with 108. 103 yards passing, 92 yards passing, 36 yards passing. All of them scored a TD. So that's what I'm excited about. Or seeing Hasty, and, he was averaging about 70.2 rushing. He even ran, I think he had like a 14 long running pass. And then Danny Gray, holy crap, received two balls for 99 yards, one TD, one of them a 76 yards TD. And it was beautiful. I thought he stepped out of bounds, but he didn't. He stayed in, and it was a touchdown, and I loved Trey, ran down there to give kudos to him. And then I was loving Ray McLeod III. He received about 63, and he also had a touchdown. Then we had Tanner Hudson, another touchdown. It was great, and the defense was good. So I'm very
optimistic.
Yeah, you know, it's preseason, folks. Yeah, I need to see more.
You need to see a more sample size. I'm going to let go of this one name a little bit later in the show. I don't want to bring him up yet because it's a big topic.
Debo
Samuel. Contract extension, right? As well?
Pay that man. That's all he wanted to leave. Let me tell you, the greatest cure to shut somebody up is cash. Exactly. And he's what we call a hybrid. Because he's your running back, he's a running back, and he can receive, and he's good. And those sweet plays, he does it so, oh my God, so perfect. And that's when you have Mitchell and you got Debo, you don't know who's, and then now you got young Trey. You know, it's a threat. It's a threat because you don't know who's going to run the ball.
Will it make Trey Lance's job easier?
Yes,
absolutely. Yes.
You needed to for a young QB. You need weapons, and that was the problem in Jacksonville. You have a great quarterback, but you have to give this kid weapons to play. You know, he needs people. You got to build around him.
And so, one weapon they signed recently last month: Willie Snead, wide receiver. Ray, what have you heard of him? Is he going to be a X factor, or
let me tell you something. He's not elite, but let me tell you, he's caught some ball. Hey, he could have been on the end of a 76-yard pass. There's some, he can catch the ball. He can run, and he's good for somebody. If you need somebody to just go straight out and just toss it up, Willie can do that.
Should he be on your bench in your fantasy team?
I would definitely get, because you know there's injuries that happen, right? You know, so, and I mean, I hate to say it, Debo sometimes does get hurt.
He does.
So if you need a handcuff, that's a good little handcuff. You get a Debo and have a, or you know, even have somebody as a backup. But Willie's good. I've had him on my team, on my fantasy team in the past.
Okay, so the big name, the elephant in the room,
yes,
Jimmy Garoppolo. Yes. He has permission from the Niners to seek a trade. He had a shoulder surgery this past offseason. I want to hear Ray's point of view on Jimmy G. Is Ray in the Jimmy G bandwagon? Is he like, okay, let him go? Ray, let me hear your spiel.
I just want to say I do have mad respect for Jimmy. I'm not one of those guys like, oh, you get him out of here. Thank you, Jimmy, for everything you did, but it's time for you to go. I think when you invest that much money in a player, that's Super Bowl. That's playoffs. And the thing about Jimmy is he's just not, I've never thought of him as a clutch player, you know, like Aaron Rodgers or a Russell Wilson. Those guys had, like, you know, if you need somebody, there's like 50 seconds left, you need somebody to throw the ball down the field and get at the players and not get an interception. Jimmy can't do that. Jimmy can't do that. And nowadays you need a player that is mobile, that can run and can throw and do a lot of stuff. Jimmy wasn't that guy. I'm sorry.
Jimmy was a pocket guy.
Exactly. And not seeing pocket. Hey, maybe he can go to a team and you can get a coach or you can get a staff that can build to what he needs. But we were running and we were defense, West Coast. You know,
West Coast offense,
and you need speed. You need receivers. You got to toss that ball down there. You know, these little floaters. That's why Debo was so pissed off, because he was like, I'm getting hurt. I'm burning myself out. I want to get paid, you know, and I no can't coincidence get paid.
Or conspiracy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
let me play devil's advocate, Ray.
Okay.
Jimmy G led you guys to the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Yes.
Beat the Packers in Green Bay. Almost beat the Rams. I believe they only lost by a touchdown. Mm-hmm. What would you say to that?
Did Jimmy really do that? Or was it the other, was it defense that did that? Was it other players that, you know, some people, you gotta, stats look good, folks. Stats look really, really good. But sometimes you gotta look at the game and see what really, 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 who did the work and what really happened. And so, not taking away, Jimmy's a winner. I'm not calling him, he's not a scrub, he's not a loser. Has he won games with us? Yes. But when you are paying a player that type of money, you also expect certain things that he does not do, you know, and I'm sorry. He yes, did he get us to a Super Bowl? Yes, he did.
But did not
win. Did he get us in some playoffs? Yes, he did. But did we have a chance to do better? Yeah, there was. He did some dumb stuff too, folks. He would throw, you know, it, why throw the ball to the other team? And we go home.
And another devil. And a whole nother devil's advocate. He had Tom Brady's cell phone number.
There you go.
Not sufficient. Okay. All right. So there was a report yesterday by Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk that Jimmy Garoppolo ignored coaches after getting his big contract in 2018. I believe he didn't show up to practices sometimes. He didn't read the game plan book. I mean,
see, I hate that. I hate that when teams, you know, just go. Just know how to break up. Don't put the dirt. Don't do that. Don't do that to the man and put the dirty laundry and what was out. You know,
who's
don't
leaking those those news? Hmm.
Well, it's really messed up. I think it's messed up. I think that's just really dirty, but that's the business. That's how it is.
Is NFL business, you think? It is.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Let the man get a job. Let him play. Don't run his name. I appreciate what Jimmy did. And I wish him the best, but don't put some respect on the man's name. Okay. He's Jimmy G and, he did some good stuff out here, but once again, this is a business and we win. Did you win with him? Did you go deep? Did you win the Super Bowl? No,
I did not.
You're paying. He was one time of the top quarterbacks, paid quarterbacks. You know, you make an investment, you have to look at everything with this investment. And there's sometimes you gotta let it go. You gotta go.
Which is why the ownership drafted Trey Lance, and he'll be starting week one. Jimmy would be, was getting paid $1 million per week, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So a few of the teams that have been rumored or circulating, of course, is the Cleveland Browns, because Deshaun Watson will be out for at least 6 games. And yeah. I've also heard the Giants. Also, recently this week, the New York Jets, because Zach Wilson won't be ready because he had a knee injury this past weekend. But I think he'll be back in the beginning of the season. But they have Joe Flacco. So
yeah,
where do you think Garoppolo should go, or should he stick around in San Francisco for another season, or you think he should be traded to Cleveland or New York?
You trade him because also you don't want locker room issues. you know, because there's people that are still loyal to him. And there's some people that are not, to be honest with you, that are not loyal to him. And I think in the best of both interests, just you gotta let him go, you gotta cut ties, and you gotta let this man move on and go on further with his career. Now, what team should he go? My choice would be I would let him go to, like, if you saw the Browns, if you saw the Browns game, they're in trouble, folks. They're in trouble.
And Jacoby Brissett ain't going to save him either.
No, he's not. No, he's not. I can see Jimmy going over there and maybe turn it around.
And you know, like, one of the things that the reason why that, like, there hasn't been a trade is because his contract's so large, so big. It's like, it's not easy. Like, you have to trade a lot of players for him. Right. And there's a lot of hesitation with that.
Yes.
So,
but you also got a lot of people that are season ticket holders. And you got a lot of people, when you start losing games, sometimes you are desperate and you got to do what you have to do. You have to, and the man is marketable too. He's a handsome guy. He does commercials. He does Subway. He can sell jerseys. He's marketable.
Porn stars go out with him.
Exactly. Exactly. Porn star. Hey, what's his name? Stephen A. Smith used to call him Porn Star Jimmy. Before even Jimmy G, he was Porn Star Jimmy. I think my second team, this is crazy, y'all.
Uh-oh. Drum roll.
Seattle.
Yeah, but I don't think the Niners would trade within the same division.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. It's happened. It has happened. Teams have done
Andrew
that before.
Andrew Locke got COVID, so.
Locke, look. There's a reason why he got out of Denver. You know that, right? Because he wasn't too good out there.
He wasn't good. I don't know if it was the altitude. It could have been that.
I know when I went to Denver, I was, it's horrible. I don't see how people can live out there. But Gino, and
it's not much of a match there. Or there may be that they want to, you know, like, they want to tank on purpose.
No, nobody wants to. Don't tank.
Victor doesn't believe in tanking in the NFL.
First of all, so I've been to the Seattle's, the 12 men are no joke.
No, okay? It's a loud stadium, and how that thing is constructed, like, the
exactly
the ambience is really tough.
So they're gonna want to win. Gino, I see, he scares me when he runs. You know, he scares me when he slides. He gets hurt. He's prone to get hurt, and I just don't believe in Locke. Sorry.
But so, if you trick Garoppolo to Seattle, that will backfire for the Niners, possibly.
Not really. You know what you're expecting.
True.
And you don't think our defense would eat him alive?
They would know him. You're
exactly
right. Exactly. You're right. Do have Metcalf and Lockett, though.
And other teams, I hate to tell you this, but other teams have done that where they've gave up a player in their division or in their, you know, and sometimes it backfires, sometimes it eats them in the butt, you know. Brett Favre, man, I remember when he went to the Vikings and he went after who? He went after the Packers.
That becomes a good, you know, must-see TV game. For
yes.
sure.
Yeah.
Well, if you ask me, I think he'll be great for the New York market. I think either Jets or Giants. I don't think the Giants as much. I think more the Jets, but we'll probably be neither. But he's Italian. He gives that Joe Namath vibe, doesn't he?
You know what? You're, I can see that. I can see that. But I would be more of Jets because I believe in, I do believe in Jones.
Yeah.
They got weapons. They have weapons on that team on the Giants.
They got a healthy weapons. Barkley.
Yes.
And
fast Tony. Players. Fast players.
And their defense are going to be sick. They're using Martindale. He's from the Ravens. Ravens. And of course, the new coach, Brian Hable, who came from Buffalo Bills, who brought half the Buffalo Bills staff over to the Giants for some reason. So the Giants should be good. The X factor is Daniel Jones. Ray is a huge believer. Victor, on the other hand, does not mind if Jimmy G comes to the Giants, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen. I would rather see Jimmy. I think Jimmy G would be perfect with the Jets. I'll tell you this. I sure hell don't. And you can hear, you heard it here, folks. Wilson, I do not believe in. Do not believe in Zach Wilson at all for the Jets. Because he don't have.
Another bust. Like Sam Darnold.
And I heard he likes cougars.
Yes. What's the deal with that? That's bizarre.
You look, one thing you do not do, folks, your best friend, mama, you don't
never,
do that.
Never.
Don't do that.
Yeah. I thought don't that only happens in the Superbad movie.
No. It happened with Zach Wilson. That's bad. His girlfriend spilled all the tea on him, folks.
And maybe that's going to affect his season.
It already has. He's already hurt. He's
hurt. Well, hope the best for the Jets and Zach Wilson. Back to the Niners news. Ray, 49ers released Darqueze Dennard. Mm-hmm. He is a former first-round pick who was selected 24th by the Bengals in 14. And then after six seasons in Cincinnati, he moved to Atlanta. And then he jumped ship to the Giants. And now he's with the Niners. I guess he didn't have much hope.
No. And they're already stacked. They're stacked. Yeah. They're stacked. He had a good career.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, it's nothing personal. It's business. And you got to make roster spots.
Got to. And also they cut defensive tackle Robert Nikhimdiche. He's also a former first-round pick. And he marks the latest career blow for the veteran defensive tackle whom the Cardinals selected, your rival team, in six games since drafted. Nikhimdiche has played in 38 games, including six starts for three different teams. Niners would have been his fourth team. Another fatality.
Those guys become journeymen. He'll get another team.
Yeah. I'm sure someone will get injured. Maybe maybe he could go to Dallas because they need some help, don't they?
Yes, they do. They played good last year. We'll see. You got a lot. There's a lot of good teams, but there's also teams that vet like the Washington Commanders. Not looking good, man.
When the ownership is not doing well, it really reflects for, all the way to the bottom.
Starts from the top, works their way down to the bottom, and then Wentz, this poor guy, man, he's had there's something mentally wrong.
Yeah.
Injuries could
he probably had a body cast at one point.
I wouldn't be surprised. This man's been hurt. I saw there was one ball where he dropped the ball and he dropped down on it in preseason. Didn't look good. But they do have players around him.
He does have weapons, correct?
He does have weapons.
Well, one team that we discussed as well was the Browns. Deshaun Watson, Sue Robinson, the NFL judge, ruled he should be suspended for at least six games. NFL, actually, Robert Goodell has said no. He has done a lot more serious crimes than six games. He should be suspended for a whole season. Ray, your thoughts? You think Watson will be suspended and be out for another season?
Yes. Because if you give this man six games, do you know the backlash you're going to get from the Me Too movement, from women's rights, from the backlash? You should not award a guy like this privilege. You're enabling him, and I don't think anybody's above the law. And this guy, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, there's been multiple massage therapists that he
over
has.
40.
That is a problem. That is what you call a predator, folks. A predator. Do you think I want my son to walk up and get an autograph from him? Do you like what marketing? What company shaving cream or who wants him to do a Subway commercial? Really, folks?
It'd be difficult to get a jersey from him.
I'm sorry. You know, I mean, I got a daughter, and if my daughter went over and was, you know, doing her job just to, you know, massage, and he tried to do something, I knock him out. And I'm sorry. I mean, he's attacked somebody's wife, someone's daughter, someone's niece. He's a bad person. There's a reason why R. Kelly's doing 30 years and he's going to be doing more time. It's no different. It is no different. Just because one guy's doing music, this guy's playing football. What he did was a crime. And the thing about it is that he shows no remorse whatsoever. No. All he says is, I'm sorry for my team. Well, what about the families and the women and the lives that what you've done, you know?
And he's denied it for months.
I'm sorry. I can look, if you have that many women, and if you listen to the stories, and then how many massages do you need?
Like, it's crazy. And also the Texans were kind of in it as well.
Well, they enabled him. And I think they should get fined as well, because they tried to keep this hush. And in Robert, it's with your job. That's why you make the amount of money that you do, to protect the shield, but also the name, the integrity of the shield. So,
yeah,
I get him out. Get him out. Ray Rice punched his wife in an elevator. He was done. All right. This guy done way worse than that. And no man should put his hands on a woman. No man should sexually abuse mentally and physically to a woman. No. And be a quarterback, the main quarterback of a team. And then you only want to suspend him for six games? No, get him out.
Not enough.
Football's a privilege. It is a privilege.
Yeah. So. And I mean, my guess is 12, but the more information I hear, it could be longer than that.
He should be gone. He should be gone.
Completely, like forever.
If I was Robert, or if it was up to me, I mean, first of all, you have no he has no remorse, folks. No, like I would like to apologize. He settled. Like money. Is I got money.
There goes his Browns salary.
Exactly. And if the Browns was smart, they would cut ties. This was the most stupidest investment. They're stupid. Why would you do this? But
yeah,
get gone. Cut them. Cut
yeah,
him.
Like I don't think they had the right investigators, or maybe they didn't find the information. But this is not good for the Browns. And Roger Goodell has designated former New Jersey Attorney General Peter Harvey to oversee the appeals. I believe this will be decided before week one. I think they want to get this decided, you know, and just get this thing over with and see what happens.
That's six games. Is not six games.
Yeah.
Goes
that was light.
Quick. That's life, folks. That goes quick, and then he's back playing. And you know, I'm sorry, but
which he didn't look good.
He didn't weekend. Look good because you know why? Because karma is a you know what, folks. And the pressure's on. And then he's going to go to other stadiums and people are going to let him know what a jerk he is. Sorry.
Is it over for Watson? This is it?
Yeah, he's done. I said that in past shows and I'll say it. He's done. And if Robert, you do not do anything, then what is your job? Your job. You know, because there's a lot of guys that's done a lot worse. You know, I mean, there was a guy, I mean, he was smoking weed and he got suspended, you know.
Calvin Ridley got suspended for gambling.
Okay, you have a guy who is a sexual predator and you are settling. When you settle, that means you are making a deal. Here's the indie. You don't say nothing. I won't say nothing. Here's some money. That's why Vince McMahon is gone from the WWE.
There you have it. Ray has said it. Ray put his signature down. Deshaun should be out of the league.
Get him out of here.
Indefinitely. Like Ray Rice, same avenue. So sad, talent, young guy, but
hell of a running back.
Yeah, crime has been done. We'll see what happens. We'll find out probably next 2-3 weeks the fate of Deshaun Watson. Another bad situation for the New England Patriots. They placed Malcolm Butler on IR. Veteran cornerback, very, very good player, only 32 years old. He suffered a hip injury, a source said. Butler had started in the Patriots preseason opener Thursday, playing 23 snaps and recovering a fumble, but had not practiced since. So big loss for the Patriots, right?
It is, because he's a Super Bowl hero. And if it wasn't for him, you know, Tom Brady wouldn't have had one of them damn rings.
That's true. Yeah. And like that Patriots team is interesting because Bill Belichick has not hired a true offensive coordinator. And the offensive calls will be called between Matt Patricia or Joe Judge, formerly the Giants coach. Not looking good for the Patriots.
I think he should retire.
Yeah.
I think he should retire. He's got nothing to prove. I don't even think Tom Brady has nothing to prove. These guys will be forever known as GOATs in my book. I bow. I respect them.
Applause.
They got the rings. They've got the championships, the banners. They've done it. So, you know, kudos. But I think it's just he should retire.
Yeah, I agree. I think Tom Brady should have stuck with that retirement announcement back in January. But he said he has unfinished business, whatever that means. Julio Jones signed with the Bucks. Don't know if that's going to be much. Gronk is gone.
So. I see a little bit of Antonio Brown-ish, you know. I mean,
Julio?
Julio, if they can get a little bit of the old Julio Jones.
Hopefully he doesn't take off his shirt in Giant Stadium and walks around the field or, you know, skips around the field.
Well, the difference between Julio Jones and Antonio Brown is crazy. That man is crazy. You know, I've seen Julio Jones when the Niners had played the Falcons in some games, and I was just in awe with his catching the ball. And, you know, he actually won. He beat us in a game, too, catching the ball on the line. And we were like, nope, it's over with. He didn't make it. And everybody was jumping up and down, and it was the last second of the game. And then they said, no, he got in and they won. So
interesting. And with video review.
Yes. He won. Yeah.
Ray, if you had to predict the NFC West standings by the end of the year, how would it look like? How would it end in by the beginning of 2023? How would the NFC West look like?
All right. The NFC West standings. I'm going to go with the Rams, the 49ers.
Okay.
Cardinals, Seahawks.
Interesting. I think the Cardinals might be that top two slot. Top two. One or two.
Well, there's DeAndre Hopkins. Where's he? What's he going to be doing?
True. Where is he?
I hope he ain't taking any more pills.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I hope he's not in Vegas hanging out with Marshawn Lynch.
No. Do you know they have a thing in Madden game called the X Factor where you're an elite player? Well, guess what? When you get, here's the rule by the NFL. If you get caught taking pills or you do something very bad in a contract, your X Factor that you have in the game is taken away. So in Madden, he is no longer an X Factor player.
Oh, wow. Got demoted.
Got demoted on Madden, folks. Madden 23.
Madden 23, which I believe, who's on the cover this time around?
The Madden.
Oh, that's right. The man himself.
The man, the that's right. The legend, the Madden.
Interesting.
Yeah.
By the way, you're in the Bay Area. Are you an Oakland A's fan as well?
I am a San Francisco Giants fan. Now, this is so my son is a Raider fan because it was Oakland and now it's Vegas, but he's still a Raider fan and he loves the Oakland A's. I'm a 49er fan and I love the Giants. I'm a Golden State Warrior fan, and my son's a huge LeBron James fan. He's a Laker fan. So our family is divided, right?
I can't believe it, Ray.
He was dropped on his head. I think my wife dropped him on his head when he was a baby, and he just, you know.
I can't see any other possibility.
picks horrible teams.
Now, how many of your Oakland Raiders fans' friends are still Raider fans?
My best friend and the best man at my wedding, Kevin, is still a Raider fan. And I said, dude, come on over to the red and gold, man. They left you. They left you. And he's like, nope. He will fly and watch the game in Vegas, folks.
Now, will the Oakland A's leave Oakland as well? Or are they going to stick around longer?
Nah, dude. Have you seen Oakland Coliseum? It's not.
It's like a high school stadium. I heard.
It is. It's pretty bad, folks. Really? And if you notice, Vegas, they've already got the football team. They got a nice hockey team, and they're going to get a baseball team. It's just a beautiful city in a hot desert, but they're gonna get it now. We got plans now. They want to build a beautiful A's baseball stadium by, you know, the water. We got what is called Jack London, and right down the way by the pier, it's beautiful waters. But the thing about it, folks, is money. Wow. And even though we're close to Silicon Valley,
but the Oakland City Council ain't gonna give up money.
Exactly. That's why the Raiders left, man. Because, you know, he wanted money. He wanted somebody to build him a stadium. And we said, kick rocks. Get out of here. We ain't doing it.
Now, you know. Yeah, because the Raiders were in Oakland for, what, 20, 25 years? Or a little bit?
And then they went to L.A. And then they came back. But the Davisons, you know, they're not like you know, the Jones, or, you know, they don't have like deep pockets. And so they wanted us to build a stadium and pay for it. We said, hell no.
That's too much. Now they'll come to a point where there'll be no sports teams in Oakland. Have you heard of the Oakland Roots? They're a soccer team, but it's like a lower division. It's like a third division soccer team, but
got Oakland Panthers.
Who are they?
That's an indoor football league, and guess who owns the team?
The Rock,
Marshawn Lynch.
Ah, no coincidence.
Marshawn Lynch owns the team. So yeah, we there's still like indoor football leagues, and so we have what is called the I think the Panthers. And so, I mean, $2-3, you can go watch a game, and they play at the Coliseum.
That's affordable. Oakland,
or not the Coliseum.
The convention center.
Yeah, exactly.
Some type of indoor arena where there's AC.
Yeah.
Wow. Anything else before we head into the poll question of the day?
No, nope. Go take it away, Santiago.
What is your favorite kind of joke? Knock-knock jokes, mama jokes, observational.
Oh, mama jokes. Mama jokes.
Interesting. On Twitter, 0%, but observational is winning 50%, and one-liners and knock-knock jokes are tied at 25%.
We do mama jokes out here, man. 90%. Oh, good.
No. Sorry. Please go ahead. Finish that thought.
I said I would, you know, but you have to know somebody very well before you talk about their mama, though. I don't, you know, because you get something might happen.
Hey, you gotta be politically correct, right?
Exactly.
Especially in California.
Exactly.
Okay. What is your favorite? Okay. What is your favorite West Coast burger? Habit Grill, Habit Burger Grill, or In-N-Out?
Probably have to go with In-N-Out. In-N-Out over the Habit. But In-N-Out wouldn't be a place where I would go. I mean, I'd pick Five Guys before I go to In-N-Out. Now, my son and my wife, huge In-N-Out. I hate staying in the car. Waiting in the car goes down the street waiting to get an In-N-Out burger because it's so popular. And so I just hate waiting. Five Guys, I can just walk in, boom, get my burger.
Interesting. Now, what I've heard of In-N-Out, which I have not been yet, I heard it's very plain, nothing out of this world.
Santiago, it is not. I don't know what it is, man. And their fries are not like. I don't know. People just go nuts over that.
And have you had like the animal style fries?
Yes,
with the sauce?
Yes. My wife gets the animal style for me.
Interesting. The closest one to me is Dallas, Texas. So I might have
Dallas,
to
Texas. See, I used to love going to White Castle Burgers, man. Oof. I would love to go back to like New York somewhere and go to White Castles.
Have you heard of Crystal Burgers?
No.
Okay. Is there which is pretty much like exactly the same thing as White Castle. They're miniature and you can buy tons of them for nothing. Is there another burger chain we should be aware of from California that I've not?
There's oh my God, Nation's Burgers.
Okay.
Which is a huge chain out here. And then there's Counters Burgers, which is a huge chain out here. And then Fat Burger.
Interesting. Which
Magic Johnson owns a chain of Fat Burgers.
No kidding. Not surprised. You guys don't have Whataburger, right?
We're getting one. I know they're getting one out here soon. They're everywhere.
Hey, they say California has the best burgers in the world. So
I don't know, man. Like I'm from the South, man. I like barbecue. So
part of the South you're from?
I'm originally from North Carolina. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina.
No idea.
Yeah.
First time. Aaron doesn't ask you these type of questions.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, so when did you move to the West Coast?
87. My dad was in the military. Okay. I was a Navy brat. And so we were stationed in Alameda, which is next door to Oakland, California. And that's where I met my wife, my high school sweetheart. Oh, nice. And 91 is when I graduated. And I said, you know what? I'm going to stay out here in California. And I stayed out in California.
And you became a Niners fan. Giants.
I was a Niners fan. I became a Niners fan, I have to say, probably 87 is when I became a Niners fan.
The golden days.
Yes.
When they won five Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Were you Steve Young fan back then?
I love Steve Young. I was Joe Montana, huge Jerry. If anything, Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice.
Man, goat. How far are you from Marin County?
Far.
Oh, okay. I have a friend.
I wouldn't walk there.
Okay. There you go. Wow. There you have it. Action-packed. Deshaun Watson, the Niners, Jordan Vargas, all the way to In-N-Out Burger. But there's more burger spots in California. Ray, what is the best way to reach you online? And also your game channel, too.
Sure. Ray3473 on Twitter. I am very, very active on Twitter. And in gaming, I am Ray3473, the gaming cyborg. I play PlayStation, Xbox. I pretty much have, if you guys can see, I have pretty much all the game consoles and stuff. So I play pretty much everything. So just go on Twitter. I'll announce. I'm RayRay3473 on Twitch and then on YouTube. Ray Sherrod, Ray3473, the Game of Cyborg on YouTube.
How long have you been a gamer for?
All my life.
Interesting. All my Atari? Life.
Before Pong.
Pong, the original, Pong. The OG.
OG, Pong. We had a Pong a machine in the back of the class. And I used to like, oh, wow, look, it's a tennis ball. And then Atari, the Nintendo, and then Sega and everything. And I've just also made sure my kids, you know, they love game consoles as well. So
that's awesome.
But sport, my first, like sports and gaming is like my love, and my wife, my family come first. But
yeah, of course,
sports and gaming, I love.
That's awesome. Good combination. And yeah. You've been but you're more of a YouTube gamer, right? Or
I'm both. I'm both straight down the middle.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, you gotta stream everywhere. I mean, if you don't, you know, like I think Facebook. I don't think Facebook's good with gaming. I heard, but
you know what? I did. I was on Facebook, and then you're absolutely right. It's Twitch and YouTube. Is where it's at, folks.
They're the top dogs.
And you can make some money, too.
That's what I've heard. So yeah. Definitely catch Ray on Twitter, YouTube, at Ray3473. 3473. What does that number stand for? Is that your lotto numbers usually do?
Nah, it's my birthday.
Oh, okay. Nice. So, you're young.
I'm old. I'm going to be 50 next year, folks.
No way. You look 20. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Go feel it.
Well, anyways, this is Sports Talk 101. You can reach us at the Sportscast 1 on Twitter or the Sportscast 1 on Instagram or go to our website, thesportscast.net. Tomorrow, we're having the update. I'm going to interview Matt O'Leary. He's a Jets fan. He'll give us an update. Does he want Jimmy Garoppolo in New York, in the Jets? Ray has his vote, his blessing. We'll see if Matt does as well. And then on Thursday, we have the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. They had a Ring of Honor announcements today. I didn't recognize the players, but the Niners have a Ring of Honor, right? Probably. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. Well, those guys say they're optimistic about Danny Jones. They got everything in place, but the quarterback, he does have a neck injury. And we'll see. Oh, wow. I just saw a meme on the top three predators ranked, and one of them was Deshaun Watson. So,
damn, it's true, folks. He's a predator.
Well, anyways, any closing words, Ray, before we head off on this beautiful Tuesday night?
Football is back. I'm so happy. And Vet, get well, buddy, so we can do Sports Talk 101 and talk about your horrible Washington Commanders.
Yeah, Vet is in Virginia right now, and hopefully he'll come back soon and hear his spiel on Wentz, Snyder, and the Commanders. Ray, have a good night.
You too, my friend. Take care.